live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to
after Monday morning here. Is that good afternoon Monday afternoon? It's good morning for you, John. James. It's afternoon for me. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller. And the other guy on the other end?
Hey, this is James Martinez. Good afternoon, good morning, good hello to everybody listening all over. How was your weekend?
Well, it was eventful. Usually I say that people ask me, how was your weekend? I say uneventful.
All right.
But this weekend was eventful. We couldn't go to Boston, so we had to go to Austin for the Ron Paul rally. And
how was that?
It was a lot of fun. Of course, numbers in attendance are being downplayed. The amount of money he's connecting with people out there, and the amount of money he collected. It's still coming in, okay?
Yeah, I just saw it about 10 minutes ago on CNN. They downplayed his success yet again.
Yeah.
And gave him maybe 20 seconds on there, and then they spinned over to another story. So you were there. It's the numbers. What are the numbers estimated, the true numbers?
Well, here's a story from Paul Joseph Watson. He actually writes for Jones on Prison Planet. He's actually in England. Ron Paul smashes record with 6 million plus haul. Expect hit pieces to go on into overdrive as the media tries to spin momentous day. Ron Paul has smashed the all-time record for political donations on one day, beating Mr. Kerry's previous effort as he hauled in over $6 million during a 24-hour period that coincided with the 234th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. The true figure could even tally up to near 7 million once all donations have been fully processed. As of 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, the Ron Paul campaign, and we're talking a little over 12 hours ago, the Ron Paul campaign headquartered confirmed the total to be over 6 million, while others had to figure it around 6.4 million. That total just represents processed credit card donations. The final total is likely to be closer to $7 million once checks,
right.
PayPal. Oh, I'm starting off good here. The PayPal e-checks and the money orders, the PayPals and money orders are fully processed. At 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, several new agencies such as Reuters were still reporting that Paul had raised $4.5 million. Which is a little odd concerning the fact that writers are employed around the clock. Now, the Paul campaign spokesman, Jesse Benton, confirmed that the average donation, now remember the first time that he did this, the average donation was $103. Well, this time it was around $50. Over 107,000 individual donors contributed to the sum of almost $18 million for the quarter and counting. The congressman is on course to quadruple his fundraising in comparison to the $5.1 million raised during the third quarter, which itself was doubling of the second quarter total. We now expect the media spin machine to go into overdrive and hit pieces to swarm the final week before Christmas. As early CNN reports on the record-breaking fundraiser still sardonically refers to Mr. Paul as a long shot and fails to underline the true significance of yesterday's watershed and history-making events. I'm going to play a clip as soon as we get back from break from CNN. Well, they kind of, sort of, maybe not tell the truth. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Here is the report from CNN.
No big-name power endorsements yet for GOP long shot Ron Paul, but the Texas congressman is showing his flair for one of the trickier plays of the election game. The money, the money. Oh, yeah, the money. CNN's Mary Snow reports.
They mark the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party to rally for Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul and call for a modern-day revolution. They raised millions in a single day online and gathered in Boston to make a statement.
Well, I think my dad, Ron Paul, has always been one who believes at times there are times in our history when we have to say no. No to a government that's run away.
Ron Paul represented his father, whose image was never far away. His followers weren't deterred by the sleet and snow or by Paul's underdog status in the presidential race. If this is a revolution, then Linda Honeycutt is its daughter. She calls herself the Granny Warrior and travels in this bus to spread Ron Paul's message.
How many other candidates would you know of that would have people come out and stand in this mess, drive from North Carolina up here? I mean, it's just phenomenal. Ron Paul cannot lose. Even if he loses, he wins because he's opened up the box.
Paul's call to end the Iraq war and his libertarian views are what attracts these followers. And while his numbers have been stronger in fundraising than polls, some of his supporters say their revolution goes beyond the presidential election.
Paul's a conduit, but the graph grassroots, and the actual support, it runs deeper than that. It's throughout the whole United States.
Some supporters say they would like to see Ron Paul run as an independent if he doesn't win the Republican nomination. But that's something Paul has repeatedly said he wouldn't do. And if he doesn't, some of the grassroots organizers here say they would use their fundraising ability to help candidates in state races. Mary Snow, CNN, Boston.
I want to give you a postscript to that report. The Ron Paul campaign lit the fuse on what he calls another money bomb today. That's what his followers call those one-day, mostly online fundraising pushes. Just minutes ago, the Paul camp reported up to $4.2 million in pledges just today. That report is not confirmed. All right, the bloggers love Ron Paul, writing about Ron Paul. Sure, they love writing about everyone.
Yeah. Four and a half.
Wait a minute. What I heard from that, and the best part of that, the whole thing, is what I was talking about earlier last week is people really got to step up to that plate. And if they really want the change, they're going to have to go out of their normal, you know, level of comfort and do something unusual, like that lady that was driving in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's going to take. Yeah. A lot of people doing that, going beyond what they've normally done to get the word out and get stuff done.
By the way, the screen wipe during this whole, 3-minute clip? No, 2 minutes and 31-second clip. The screen wipe, Texas-sized long shot.
Yeah, right.
It's a little bit more than a Texas. It's like New Hampshire long shot. If we want to go geographically by landmass, let's pick the smallest state in the Union, Rhode Island, whatever. But I was at the rally yesterday down here in Austin, and there were about 500 people there, and they started at the 11th and Congress, right where the state capitol is, marched down to the river. They called it a lake, and promptly threw in boxes that said open borders or Patriot Act or Iraq War or IRS. There was a whole slew of this stuff, and there was a picture, and again, I refer to the Austin American Statesman as the un-American Statesman, but again, they're in there just to play stuff down. This was a big event in Austin, and they gave it, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs, and said that there were about 200 people down there. Now, they did a great shot of the boat in the lake throwing over the boxes that I mentioned that were labeled. And here's the complete story. Pat George did this from the Austin Un-American staff. If you can't do it in Boston, come to Austin. Reminiscent of the 1773 protest, the state capitol was the scene of a modern-day tea party Sunday afternoon as supporters of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul marched down Congress Avenue to Auditorium Shores, where they tossed crates etched with phrases like IRS and big government into Lady Bird Lake. Now, this, to me, takes on a special connotation because, well, Lady Bird was who? That was, oh, that's right, Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson's wife, the second part of the New Deal. And that New Deal was socialism. So I saw this as particularly apropos to throw these crates into a little lake called Lady Bird Lake. Continuing the story, the event was meant to recall the Boston Tea Party, where American colonists tossed crates of British tea into the Boston Harbor as an act of rebellion. Many Paul enthusiasts wore period costumes and played flutes and snare drums. I feel so strongly that Ron Paul has empowered this nation, said Paul Davis, one of the event's organizers. This is a revolution of love, and that's power. In a modern-day twist, Jerry Lynn Ward, another organizer, said the supporters later pulled the crates from the lake. About 200 people showed up for the event, scratch, scratch, about 500 people.
Right.
The Austin Police Department was down there on their motorcycles, and they kept everybody going down Congress Avenue in one lane. Now, they didn't shut traffic, and we're talking about a four-lane street, two north, two south. Well, we were going southward, and we were only relegated to the right lane, and that inside lane, the left lane going southbound, was open to traffic. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of traffic that went down because people didn't want to, interrupt the parade. So right. I stood back. And as I walked into that left lane and looked back, it covered about 5 blocks.
Whoa.
And a cop that was standing next to his motorcycle, he said, you know, can you please stay in the right-hand lane? He says, can you please stay to the right? I looked at him and I smiled. And I tapped him on the shoulder. I said, do you think this crowd is going to go left? I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
So at any rate, we all showed up down there and had a good time. Now, to finish this out, about 200 people, 500 people, showed up for the event, which was part of a national fundraising effort by the Paul's grassroots supporters. It's called Money Bomb. And the goal is to raise as much money as possible on the internet in one day. The previous fundraiser netted $4.2 million. Again, that's wrong. It was $5.5 million. Now, as of 10:30 p.m. Sunday, donations were approaching $5.4 million, according to the campaign website. These donations are processed credit card receipts, said Paul campaign spokesman Jesse Benton. He said that the median donation was about $50. So. It was a good day. It was a lot
of fun.
That's
the only time I endorse people using their credit cards is for this.
Well, and you know what?
The
strange thing about this was that out of these 500 people, I only recognized about six faces in the entire crowd. Yeah, and some people that I had known throughout the years, I saw none of these people. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that in Austin weren't there. Who were there? Were people that were really for the Ron Paul campaign. And I was walking during this march, I was struck up a conversation with a guy that I was standing next to, and he said, I'm a registered Democrat. And he says, I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton until I start listening to what Ron Paul was actually saying. He says, I've ignored what the media has said about him being a lawn shot. He said, this guy has a strong message. So here we got somebody that was going to vote for Hillary Clinton that is now on the Ron Paul bandwagon because people are starting to get it, James.
They're finally starting to get it. I've looked on the web. I've covered a little bit more. Even though they're keep trying to, like, buffer his success on CNN, and now it looks like just flat out even the commentary and editorials they have with the people on there, they know they're kind of lying about it. They don't look like they are telling the truth, and they know it as they're saying these things. And as he's picking up more and more and more steam, it's like them trying to get creative with new ways of trying to dismiss what's happening. But you can't. It's just too big now.
No,
way too big.
You absolutely cannot. And I was – months ago, I contacted the Austin Un-American Statesman. Mm-hmm. And let me see if I can get the guy's name here. He's actually the editor of the paper. And I took exception. It was right after the first Republican debate. And they had mentioned Ron Paul, but only in passing. So I called up the editor of the Austin Un-American Statesman. Sorry, guy.
Right.
But I'm radio, you're print. You have your cross to bear, and so do I. Mine's for liberty and freedom and the rule book. That's not what the Austin Un-American Statesman is all about. But at any rate, I called this editor. And I talked to him, and I said, well, look, I said, the problem is you got a pretty big circulation on the newspaper. It is the nation, it is the state of Texas, capital here, newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I said, Ron Paul, there's a lot of people in Texas that don't even know who Ron Paul is. I said, Texas is a mighty big place.
Right.
And I said, he says, well, what's your problem? I said, my problem is you're minimizing this guy. He's from Texas. He's running for president, and you guys aren't giving him any press. Well,
what was his answer? I'm dying.
You're going to love this. He said after a few minutes of this, he said, you know what? I don't think I want to talk to you.
Just like that.
Just like that. And I says, well, do me a favor. I said, every store that I go to, I see people out there giving away T-shirts and hats for the Austin Un-American Statesman. I said, I can't do anything about that. I said, but I'm going to give you my phone number, and I want you to make sure that I'm taken off that list. Because I keep getting phone calls at my house wanting to subscribe to your newspaper. I said, I said it would be a denigration to a parakeet to line the bottom of his cage with your newspaper. And he promptly hung up on me.
Right.
But the point was made. I mean, these people, James.
Wait a minute. So what? Why was he not even open to the issue?
Politics.
Why was he so...
I mean, we're talking Rick
Perry
here.
Come on, does the guy get paid off? I mean, what's his problem? Can he cover a story? He can do it once, twice.
No. James, editors at newspapers don't do stories anymore. They're in the business of calling the news for political purposes as long as somebody is scratching their back. Now, I'm making the assumption that somebody's scratching this guy's back, or he's just plain stupid. The message is liberty and freedom from the Austin Un-American Statesman. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
By the way, the Ron Paul's son in there, James, didn't he sound a lot like his father?
Yeah, he did. I thought that was so similar. I'm like, wow.
He looks a lot like him. I mean, I know Ron Paul doesn't have things cloned, but I swear that this genetically, he's almost identical to his daddy. And I know Ron Paul's brother. He's a CPA down in Florida. And how I met him was at a trial in Fort Worth, Texas. Dick Simcannon had a plastics plant up there. And, of course, the proverbial phantom of the opera here, the IRS, came after him. And Ron Paul's brother showed up at that trial, and a really nice guy. I mean, the whole Paul family is as they seem. They are what they are. And there's nothing, James...
No, they're not a typical politician. Yeah,
they've got a quandary here because now the Democrats are trying to bake Mr. Huckabee, and there's a lot of bad news coming out about Mr. Huckabee. John McCain's dead in the water. Mr. Giuliani's dead in the water. Mitt Romney's dead in the water. So who's their poster child now? Oh, that's right. Mr. Huckleberry, the ex-governor from Arkansas. Well, the stuff that's coming out about this guy is going to blow him out of the water. So it looks like the last guy standing, and I've got renewed hope here that the Republican National Convention clowns here, maybe I should be nicer, these very nice people that heretofore have not really paid attention,
right?
Well, there's a possibility, there's a strong possibility they may have to nominate Ron Paul. And if that happens, If that happens,
oh,
and
man,
he debates whoever the Democrats put up there, and I don't care if it's John Edwards, it is over.
It's over.
It is 100% over. You're looking at the next president of the United States. Now, I've said this before, James. I don't know if we had a time machine here that somebody could transport me to the helm of the Titanic, because essentially that is what Ron Paul is going to be in charge of, the Titanic running full bore at the iceberg.
That's right. Now, that's exactly right.
Now there's one of two ways he can handle this. He can try to avoid it, which they tried, but they were a few seconds too late. Or actually, records show, and the studies have been done, if he would have met it head on, being the captain of the Titanic, he would have met it head on and hit it head on, that boat wouldn't have sank. Mm-hmm. So here's the message. Ron Paul is going to take this on head on and let the chips fall where they may. He is the quintessential threat to the establishment in this country today. And
I found that it's much easier to get people on Ron Paul's side than I thought, actually, from other people I've spoken to on the phone. It's pretty easy. I just go straight to the money and their life. And do you like dealing with, credit card companies? Do you like the way the Federal Reserve is set up? Do you like being a slave? No. Then why would you vote for anybody else? You should vote for Ron Paul, and it's done in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Right away. So wait a minute. So you're saying that he's answered? I said, yeah. You should be, look on the web, review his stuff, because they're part of the media machine, and their digestion is based upon this input of trash that's coming out through this kind of manufactured, media garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see what he really stands for, and then they see it reinforced over the web and many different places on YouTube or whatever, then it's very easy. There's not even a question in their mind. They switch to Ron Paul, like that gentleman that you were talking about that you saw this weekend. Boom, instant, very quick.
Yep. And folks, I mean, I'm talking to a person that was going to vote for a lifelong Democrat that was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And what do I see this morning? Hillary Clinton on MSNBC and hitting the rounds on the talk shows, CNN,
right.
Everybody.
Right.
And here's the twit. Excuse me, folks.
What's interesting, I love that as Ron Paul's getting bigger, it's discrediting the other ones.
Absolutely.
That's very
interesting. Hillary is slipping in the polls. So what is she up there stumping for? Health care. Nationalized health care. The socialistic program that would kill good qualified medicine in this country. It's done in every place else.
Right.
And there she is stumping for this.
She figures that's the key nerve to get to people.
Rather than her getting up there and saying, look, we may be forced to go to a national health care or something, but there are things that we can do. Even Bush this morning, and I think it was in the Carolinas, I forget if it was north or south, he was down there talking about health care as well. And that, we've got to limit these lawsuits because, that's what's driving up health care. No! No, and the one guy, I'm telling you, James, as sure as I am sitting here, if Ron Paul goes head-to-head with Hillary Clinton because he is a medical doctor, sayonara, kiss Hillary goodbye forever.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, anytime George is saying anything right now, it's just flat-out lies. They showed on this morning CNN that he says the economy's doing okay, and underpinning is good. And when he says it, he says it with a smile, like, I can't believe how these idiots believe me.
Yeah.
Because he keeps saying it. And all the signs everywhere else show that that's a complete lie.
By the way, this wasn't a news conference this morning that Bush was at, but they had their plants in there. They would not turn the cameras on the audience that was doing the questioning. This is kind of like a little town hall meeting. And there it was. I was waiting for it, and it happened. A guy stood up to ask the president a question. He says, well, we know that Iran has nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And he misspoke, and he said Iraq, and the president corrected me. He said, no, you mean Iran. Iran has nuclear weapons, and it's so staged. Folks, money bomb, when the truth bomb hits America, their stuff is over. You understand? It is over. And I got some more political news here when we get back. And it's most exciting because people are taking the political game now seriously, not as a game, but as a means of survival, paying attention to the rule book. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, what else is going on here, James, is a lot of people are becoming delegates for the convention. Many people are taking this opportunity to run for offices at the state level. And the
changed the whole thinking. A lot of thinking of people has been totally changed forever.
Yeah, and heretofore, what it was in people's minds to duck and hide. Rather than stand, they got the rule book. They've got the law, they've got the absolute moral and ethical right to do so, and that's demand that our public servants adhere to the rule book. That's why they stand up in public affirmation with their right hand raised to support and defend the Constitution. Right. It isn't raising my hand to take the Fifth and claim deniable...
For the money, by the money, and of the money, no.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. So a lot of people...
I like when he said that in the debate. He said, well, and abide by the Constitution, the oath. He said that these public officials should abide by their oath. He said that during one of the debates, and I'm like, ooh. So he's basically telling everybody else that there was there that you guys aren't abiding by your oaths at all.
That's right. So we've got a situation here. I mean, this is a win-win for Ron Paul because he's promoting the rule book. Who's going to argue with the Constitution? Certainly not those that have been in the business of violating it. They don't have a legal or a political leg to stand on. This is the major threat to the political landscape in this country. But this is not about politics, folks. I've said repeatedly on my own show that what this is, what we're witnessing in politics today, is the ignorance and the apathy toward the Constitution. That's what politics is anymore, playing political football. And that is coming to a grinding halt. And this is the rule book, folks. This is the set of laws for the country. And they're being ignored.
Yep.
How can you argue against and the process for changing the Constitution?
Well, it's about survival now.
It is.
And it's about freedom.
And what are you going to do with a guy that says, well, wait a minute, on the issues of abortion or the issues of a same-sex marriage or whatever? What are you going to say about a guy that says, well, wait a minute, this shouldn't be handled at the Fed level any more than education should. This is a matter for the states.
It's like the light bulbs have gone off for people. Like, hey, wait a minute, I remember that's what it was supposed to be about when we studied in high school. Yeah.
James, there's
that's
a
what
reason.
They said back then, but they haven't been saying that on TV for years.
Yeah.
And now suddenly, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way we set the country up, we had the several sovereign states, we had the FedGov, and they had their list of to-dos and, more importantly, not to-do. Most of the people in this country think the Constitution was written for the individual. No, that was a declaration that was signed, and that was the contract with the government. This is what you can do. This is what you're obligated to do. This is what you're duty-bound to do, and the rest of it belongs to the states. So when Paul gets a question here about abortions or gay marriage or whatever, he just simply refers back to the states. He said this should be a state issue, not handled by the Fed.
And all those people that just heard that just got his vote right there.
There you go. And more, okay, look at what Ron Paul's talking about, dumping the IRS. Who doesn't want to do that?
Right, exactly.
What's Ron Paul talking about? States' rights. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, let's get out of Iraq now. We're in.
Yeah, it's unusual because of the economic stress on individuals, they're more apt to look for solutions, and he represents that solution. And it's not easy to take somebody. Well, it's easy to take somebody that's in a very distressed, painful state, having to do with their own finances and what's going on with their family and what they see. And then suddenly, this guy comes in and is not even saying anything close to anything else, and they make the switch right away.
They, right away, to
Ron Paul's corner.
The problem that the opposition has with Ron Paul is they're standing on their lies. Ron Paul's standing on the truth, and there's nothing they can do to this guy. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Tell you what, let me go to the phone. John Onesti from Onesti Advisors out of New Mexico. Hello, John.
Hey, John, and hi, James.
Hey, how you doing, John?
I want to thank you guys for promoting Ron Paul. I gave him some money, and it was mainly because RBN kept reminding me to do so. And on his site, there's a on the left-hand side, it says about Ron Paul. I'm sure you guys know about it, but for the listeners, this is for. If you click on that and then you scroll down to the bottom, it has a real good overview of his voting record, which is unbelievable. And if you think about it, no congressperson or senator, I think I'm right on this, has been elected to president since JFK. Is that right? Because all the other people seem like they were, all the other presidents were governors.
I think you're right.
And could that be because of the scrutiny of their voting that a lot of them haven't been able to make it? But Ron Paul's record is sparkling. So that shouldn't be a problem for him, but it will be a problem for Hillary.
Well, Hillary's got a lot of problems. I mean, they're even saying on the news, and they're kind of, sort of, maybe saying that, you know, Bill Clinton needs to go back to school, you know, because it's been a long 7 years since he's been out there dealing with the public, and he's got to hire a press secretary, and he should really watch what he's doing here. Because his wife's numbers are dropping in the poll. Well, if you cannot get Bill Clinton, that is an ex-president, to help his wife, and I secretly believe that that Bill wants back in the White House so he can really sleep in a Lincoln's bedroom, because I don't think he and Hillary have shared the same cohabitive state in a long time. But needless to say,
right,
if this is the best that you can do from an ex-president and you see your wife's poll numbers sliding, oh, wait till the truth bomb hits.
Well, then it's all over.
If we had honest voting machines, I'd feel real good about a situation with a three-way race between the lesbian Hillary, the cross-dresser Giuliani, and Ron Paul. Wouldn't you guys?
Well, are you
don't
kind of
the porn star husband, Bill Clinton?
John, are you trying to say here that a three-way race as Ron Paul is an independent?
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, and you know, this seems to be up in the air because you said repeatedly that he's going to maintain his Republican status. But I'm going to tell you what, this cannot happen. Even if the Republican National Convention does not nominate him as the presidential candidate for 2008, then a matter of likely course is that Ron Paul must run as an independent. I mean, look at Joe Lieberman.
John, I agree too that the voting machines, I don't want anybody to forget about that. Mm. Everybody's got to be monitoring and watching that thing. That's going to be a big issue, huge issue.
Yeah, it is. Mr. Onesti, anything else, sir?
No, that's all I had to say. But you guys have a good show as usual.
All right. Well, I appreciate your participation as being a listener out there and also a supporter of this network. By the way, while I got you here for a few minutes, what does Onesti Advisors, what are you advising people on?
Well, first, to pay down their debts, which they should listen to your show to do that.
Right.
And then after that, to have an emergency fund, money in reserve in case they lose their job and that kind of thing, and, mm-hmm. and gold and silver for an insurance.
Right.
And just to preserve wealth.
Do you sell gold and silver?
No, I don't sell it.
Okay.
The only thing I can get them mining stocks or mutual funds that are in gold and silver mining, but I don't sell the actual metals. I've actually placed an order with Robbie last week, and I've placed orders with them before that.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Good. That's great.
That wasn't a loaded question. I really didn't know, John, if you sold gold or silver or not.
No, I don't. And but I do tell them to go to the Republic Trading Group.
Right.
That's what they want. Robbie's been really great. Explained everything. The delivery's been, I think it was within three business days. So. Nothing but good things to say about Mr. Noel.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks for your support, John. We appreciate it.
We really do. And, John, if somebody wants to call you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 505-296-2453, or they can go to RBN's website, and there's a click on sponsors and go to my banner ad. It's a white banner ad. It says OIA. And there's a contact page on my website.
All right, very good.
Advisors.com.
Well, John, I appreciate your support of Ron Paul. I appreciate your support of this network. And with support from each other, mutual support of all of us out there, all Americans, searching for the truth, looking for financial stability, looking for honesty in government, we are all joined at the hip here.
Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it very
much. Thanks, John.
Onesti Advisors, folks, that was an unsolicited call. John just called into the program, and that's my plug for this show, is Onesti Advisors at 505-296-2453. Check him out.
Right on. Absolutely. Boy, he's exactly right. Ron Paul's. I've seen in the last three or four days starting to more bumper stickers and stuff and supporting Ron Paul out here. I didn't see a lot of that before, but I'm starting to see more of it now. It's
you see very few other bumper stickers out there for political candidates. Now, the reasoning behind that is that, it's kind of early in the game and nobody's picked their favorite person yet. Well, okay, I'll accept that, except for one thing. If that is the case, I have never seen before in a primary race people already picking their guy and saying, hey, this is the guy, right out of the chute.
Yeah, because they don't trust the other ones yet. And with Ron Paul, they trust him.
That's right.
They know.
They are right out of the chute, folks. I don't care if it's today or 100 years from now, the message would be the very same, and people are resonating with the truth message. It's the truth.
They want
bomb.
The truth. They want relief. They're tired of the That's system right. the way it is. So they're tired of those financial problems they're having. They're tired of the credit card debt. They're tired of the IRS. They're tired of all this federal kind of prison that they've created for us. They've had enough. Had enough. So it's a good thing that this is exploding more and more and more.
Yeah, and it definitely is. And what's I just what a perfect storm for a political for a political year.
I just hope that there's like John mentioned something the voting machines because of what they did last time.
Yeah.
I think that there needs to be a lot more attention. I don't know who's in charge of that or how that works at all, but I know that that needs to be monitored for sure this time in a way that's more better for the people than what it is now, because that's one thing that makes me nervous right there is the voting machines.
The fix has been in for a
because it's going to get dirty. I think it's going to if Ron Paul debates with Hillary Clinton, it's over for her. You're right. It's over.
It is.
And then the mudslinging, and they're going to make up stories about him. Mm-hmm. And it's people don't like to be humiliated like that. And if it were them two were to go together, it's really over for her, really badly.
It is.
Really
and,
badly.
And look who is running on the Democratic side. John Edwards. I mean, palatable image-wise, I guess he'd make a pretty good candidate. But that's what people have been conditioned to believe in this country, that image is everything and substance is secondary. That's not the way this is supposed to run, and Ron Paul is going to prove that different. He's not the most eloquent
speaker.
This is not
an info commercial, people. This is the real deal.
That's right.
You're going to have to go for it. You're going to have to cut out all your biases about whether he looks slick and all this other stuff and just stick with what your issues are in your personal life. And most of you that I've speak to, it's all money. You're all having money problems.
Yep.
And this guy represents solutions for that, but it's a different design than what's been clamped on your neck since you first got here. He wants to clean up the whole thing.
I've got an email from Carl Schwartz. Republic Broadcasting Network published his book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And it was my first doings, and I'm very pleased. I've never had a book published before, and I got the manuscript, saw this thing through, and made an outstanding book. It now says to me that I'm capable in other areas as well. But at any rate, I've got an email here from Carl. He listens to the show, and he's someplace in Europe. And I'm going to get around to the Huckabee thing. He come out with a bombshell. But let me first go to Diane in Pennsylvania. Hello, Diane.
Hi. Hey, guys. It's your friend from Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I just want to call in and let you know that I was a registered Democrat, and I changed my party to Republican just so I can vote for Ron Paul. But I also wanted to tell you that one good idea, the grassroots sort of thing that people can do, is on Ron Paul's website, where under Get Involved, where it says Downloads. Anybody can download the flyers or the little slim palm cards or anything like that. But a good thing to do is just, like, download them and print them up and stick them in all the Christmas cards and send them out just to get the information out.
Absolutely.
Or I was just going to take them and, you know, print them out, and I'm going to stick them on those little bulletin boards at the grocery stores and all that stuff just so people notice, because there's a lot of people out there. They're like, Ron Paul, who's Ron Paul? I have never heard of him. Who is he? You know, because Republicans have so many people up there, but... it's what I said before. All he needs to do is win the Republican nomination, and he'll be president. That's all he needs to do.
That's it.
That's it.
Absolutely.
By the way, were you taking part in any Ron Paul activities yesterday?
No, I didn't. I was with my daughter all weekend, and I was totally oblivious to it. You know. Totally oblivious to it. Shame on me.
Well, that tells me you don't listen to the show every day.
Which yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well,
yes,
then how did you miss the Ron Paul Revolution thing leading up to Diane? I'm just putting you on the spot here. Well, let me ask you this question.
I know. Let me ask you this question. Okay.
Have you donated to the Ron Paul campaign?
That's what I just did today.
Good deal.
Great.
There you are.
Right. Good job.
That's what people need to do. That's absolutely.
Absolutely.
Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great show. Keep doing a good job.
All right. We're cranking up the heat here, I'm telling you. Carl Schwartz sent me this. He said, hello, John and Sandra. If you're going to blast Mike Huckabee, get a truckload of explosives and blast him to hell. Huckabee is a complete total fraud, and on top of that, a spineless man with no regard for the rule of law. His major backing is from Stevens, Inc. of Little Rock, Arkansas. This is the same Stevens, Inc. that backed Clinton through Worthen Bank when he ran out of money in New York in 1992, running against George Herbert Walker Bush. This is the same Jackson T. Stevens who was chairman of the Augusta National and refused to award Tiger Woods his green jacket when he won the Masters. He handed that over to Joe Ford, former chairman of the Little Rock-based Alltel. Few know the connections between Augusta National, Jack Stevens, organized crime better than Stevens, Clinton, and Mike Huckabee. Can you imagine the Clinton, Arkansas travelers working to get Huckabee elected? This is the same white cracker supremacist, as he calls him, Stevens, who was in bed with Mokhtar Raiyati, a known Asian mob figure, when Jack Stevens and Mokhtar Raiyati bought Worthen Bank in the early 1980s. There's more on this bombshell. It just keeps getting better.
Sorry, Huckabee, we got to tell everybody.
I got your Huckleberry, Mr. Huckleberry.
That's it.
And I'm going to roll it right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Stevens, by the way, became a major shareholder in Bank of America due to his chicanery. This is the same Mokhtar Riady, father of James Riady, who employed John Hang, or Wang, or however they said their name, and raised all of the illegal Chinese money for Clinton when he ran for president. Carl Schwartz took the matter to Clinton in early 1980s when a major New York City ERISA fund manager and I caught Stevens and Merrill Lynch illegally overbilling the public employees' retirement fund and state teachers' retirement fund. Clinton did not prosecute. He took the business away from Stevens and gave it to his cocaine buddy, Dan Lassiter, a good friend of Bill Clinton and Roger Clinton, pothead that he is, question mark. There's almost exactly $52.4 million missing due to overbilling. Now, Worthen Bank, where those funds had passed through, does an overnight repo of $52 million, does not get collateral. New Jersey-based Bevel Bresner Schulman files Chapter 7 bankruptcy, takes the money, and Arkansas gets stiffed, or Worthen. In a ride, the White Knights of Stevens and Mokhtar Riady and take over Worthen Bank and had to make good on the $52 million in Arkansas Public Employee Pension Fund what was stolen. Now, it goes deeper. In a 2000 presidential rate, Al the Boer Gore was out of money in January and February of 2000. Solution? Global Crossing. Does a 424B3 stock offering. None of the money from the sale of the stock was going to Global Crossing. It went directly to the Democratic National Convention insiders, who then turned around after they pocketed huge amounts of the graft and donated lavishly to Al Gore for president. Now, all of these shares were parked with the major DNC state pension fund, major DNC donors, etc., when they sold then the funds and then routed it to Gore. Carl took this matter to Huckabee personally in his office and did nothing about it. The proof is extensive. As I say now, he pulled a Spitzer on me, looked the other way, criminal matters sharing him, or staring him rather, in the face. The AG of Arkansas at the time was Democrat Mike Beebe, current governor of Arkansas. Here we have purported Christians running for president who is a total scoffall. Looked the other way when hard proof was put in his hands that the Arkansas pension funds had been plundered for about $80 million so Gore could get the money he needed for the 2000 election. When they refused to act is when I decided to move out of Arkansas. I was in the governor's office on multiple occasions on this matter, and they would not act, would not enforce the law or seek recovery of the stolen funds. And Carl signs off by saying, blast away, Huckabee is useless as a politician and as a human, not what he puts forth to be. And I want to give an honorable mention here. Have you ever heard of Sweet Leaf iced tea?
No.
Okay, no. Sweet Leaf, it's pretty big. It's huge here in Texas, and they've got distribution around the country. Well, these fine people did something. And by the way, this is an all-organic tea. Mm-hmm. Okay, they make many different brands of iced teas. Well, people were passing out Sweet Leaf tea, and I picked up a bottle, and on they put another label at the plant, and it's the Tea Party 07, December 16, 2007, Brewing a Revolution. Liberty is nice. Brewing, December 16, 2007, teaparty07.com. So I'd like to give a thank you and a shout-out to the Sweet Leaf Tea right people for brewing an outstanding tea that is also organic. And they've got the good sense to back a winning horse. Thank you very
good
much,
job.
Sweet Leaf
good
Tea
job.
People. All right. James,
yes.
We didn't get around to credit card debt, but I'll tell you what, we had a lot of good news, at least on the political
yes,
front.
Yes, very good news. All and that's right. Related to the money anyway, so that's good.
By the way, hang on. No, don't hang online. Hang up. I'm going to call you right after the program.
Right on.
All right,
okay.
Sir.
Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Okay. And folks, that credit card thing that we do talk about, discharge that credit card debt. Don't let them come after you. These people will assume your debts and liabilities. You never have to go to court or take a phone call from the creditors. Dial 877-331-0626 or email getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Take care.